Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we get an update on those Stephen Adam videos. Stephen, of course, professional basketball player who loves beef. Heather, give us an update.
Yes, in the first video, Adam shares how he loves beef and he smashes steaks, a phrase that has taken off in Oklahoma sports media. The video also has a strong nutrition message of how beef fuels his play. But since its release a month ago, it has achieved more than 770,000 organic video views, meaning the content and not advertising dollars were driving the views. We were so excited, though, when ESPN and Inside the NBA on TNT played the video on its broadcast, and stories have been featured across marketing and sports blogs, as well as Yahoo News and all Oklahoma media.
Now, a second video is out showcasing a day on the ranch for Stephen and enjoying, at the end of the day, a great steak.
So be like Stephen Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Well, cattle futures market today was quite strong here. We closed at over $2 higher in March and April feeder cattle. May's are up $1.72, August up $1.50. So strength across the board there on the feeder cattle futures market. The live cattle were strong as well. April, the front month, was the weakest contract, up 17 at 129.07. June's up 82. August a dollar higher. October up 77. But generally speaking, the market was quite strong all the way across the board. Boxed beef here at midday was up another 68 cents on choice at $225.61, nearly $8 higher over the last 10 or so trading days. Select was up 21 at $218.58. This afternoon, we've got a cold storage report, and then tomorrow we have a cattle on feed report, which is the last of the delayed reports. The estimates on feed February 1st are right at 100%, 11.6 and a half million head. Placed in the month of January, average estimate was 93.5% or 1.934 million head, and marketed 102.4% or 1.903 million head. That report will be released tomorrow after the close at 2 p.m., and then about the third week of March, we'll have the regular scheduled. We'll be back on regular schedule for the cattle on feed reports.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's the 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 120 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2017 to spring 2018 bulls selling with genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or www.mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
Today's grain action was quite a bit weaker here. We had wheat making new contract lows. July, Kansas City passed the March 1st low to go make a new low of 436 and a quarter. It was pretty disappointing there. And that market just continues to get hit here and driving it to even more unprofitable levels for the wheat producer. Beans were unchanged. Corn down 7 to 8 cents. We're right on the contract lows there for the corn. We have a big USDA report tomorrow. We got some estimates out here. U.S. ending stocks really across the board are about the same as they were last month for corn, beans, and wheat. And then world about the same as well. So that report will be tomorrow mid-morning. And then here about midday today, we had an announcement that China had been buying some U.S. sorghum and also U.S. beans. They estimated somewhere a little over 500,000 metric tons of beans bought for June through September delivery. But the bean market didn't perk up to that at all. Equity markets today are down 250 in the Dow Jones. S&P is down about 28 points. In the crude oil market, we've watched that closely here, is up 36 cents, and natural gas is about 2.5 cents higher. Another thing to feature here is cotton today was unchanged. March cotton down 7 at 74.37. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.